The dozen officers came to the house, and when I was getting my friend's car, they just say, "You Hugh O'Donnell?" And I says, "Yeah, why?" They didn't say nothing, they just handcuffed me. Then I realised who they were. I seen their badges, says ICE, which is Immigration Customs Enforcement. They detained me in there for 2 weeks in New Jersey jail. Then they released me, to give me a week to pack up my belongings and leave America.
You did break the law.
I know I broke the immigration law, and I feel bad for it, but we also handed myself into immigration so I could get residency through Sarah. Sarah is an American citizen, and my son's obviously an American citizen, so we had an interview in Federal Plaza, and they denied me because I had a 10-year ban from the original time, my first order, or when I first deported, a 10-year ban. They told me that I couldn't get the visa to reapply, which we never did. We're waiting on this new program coming in. It's called DAPA. It's Obama created this new program for illegals in America with family ties, with kids and all that there, that they'll be entitled to a program. I forget how it's pronounced. It's just for illegals with parents, with kids in America, which I thought I would come under the program, but unfortunately I didn't. And actually, my dad is an American citizen. He applied for his American citizen through his grandfather. My grandfather was a war hero in America. He was in World War I. He got two medals, silver medal and a bronze medal for like going into no man's land for saving men. So we thought, like years ago, before he met Sarah, before he moved to New York, I applied for a green card, which I didn't understand. I should have applied for a visa, and I would have got it in 98. But I applied for a green card, which was the wrong step. I should apply for a visa first. But I never got it, so.
Fast forward from 2001, on the 4th of November, as you said, ICE officials came to your house, and ultimately the end result was you having to come back to Ireland.
Yes, that's the end result now. Like, so my wife Sarah's here with me now today. She may have to go back to work now. We have a house in New York, and like we have to keep up mortgage payments and all that, so she may have to go back to work. We're only here a couple of days. We're trying to reach out to anyone we can to help us. Like, we set up a petition. I need 10,000 signatures, then Congress will have a look at it, see if they can do anything. Maybe they can't, maybe they can. There's so many Irish out there like me.
Sarah, you're here with Hugh. Your children are here too.
It just all happened so fast that we don't know what we're going to do. Like, I'll lose my job if I don't go back, and we need to keep up mortgage payments, and I'm going to try and get lawyers and just do what we can. Like Hugh said, we understand about the immigration law, but there's millions out there that have gone there illegally and eventually married, and then it's basically what the term they use is all is forgiven. And by us handing, going and filling out paperwork, trying to get Hugh illegal, is we've always tried to do the right thing. We never lived off the government. We just, again, just did the right thing, and like many others do, and tried to get him legal, and we offered that we'd pay hefty fines, comply with anything that we had to do, and we just wanted to do the right thing for our kids, and so we're not looking over our shoulder. It's just very hard. I still can't believe that it's actually happening. 4 weeks ago, we were just working away, normal people, getting ready for like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and it's busy, obviously, in New York now, coming up to the Christmas period, and that was our biggest worry, is like, what will we do for Thanksgiving? Never in our wildest dreams did we think we'd be on a flight Thanksgiving Eve and arriving in Ireland on Thanksgiving Day with our children.
Cian and Katie, your children are here with you. Have you told them what's happening? Do they understand?
They're just so young. Like, on the flight, Cian kept saying he wanted to go home, but I think maybe because he was on a flight and he didn't want to be on a flight. I mean, we've lots of family and friends here, so the good point is that they're very young. We didn't have to take them out of school, so they probably don't understand. But I mean, they obviously know something's up because they see that we're so upset and we're trying to be strong for them. But it's very hard. We're not living off anybody. We're well able to provide for ourselves over in New York, and we're just, because I'm an American citizen, our kids are American. I would say we have a mortgage. We're begging for mercy. We're begging for leniency. Just let us go back and we'll do what it takes to get him. We want him to be legal. There's lots of people that don't want to be legal because they don't want to pay the taxes and they don't want to go and pay for medical insurance. I mean, we're willing...
We're no burden to the other thing.
We've kept all our taxes, and Hughie always said it'll stand to us. Like, just honesty is the best policy, but it didn't really, it backfired on us, yeah.